Welcome back. We're going to begin with some novena prayers, and then we'll pray a short liturgy of the word for this Easter Sunday and reflect on the story of salvation for our third part. So this is another official prayer. O God, our Father, thank you for giving us Carlo, a model of life for young people and a message of love for all. You have made him fall in love with your Son Jesus, making the Eucharist his highway to heaven, as he said. You have given him Mary as a very beloved mother, and you have made him, with her rosary, become a singer of her tenderness. She welcomes his intercession for us. He looks above all at the poor whom he loved and helped. Grant me also, through his intercession, the grace, the forgiveness, the peace, the love, the strength, the divine life I need. And you insert your request there. And make our joy full, leading Carlo among the saints of the Universal Church, so that his smile continues to shine for us and for the glory of your name. One Our Father, one Hail Mary, and one Glory Be, and then we'll do the other one. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Inspired by the exorcist Father Jim Blount and his interpretation of certain prophecies, let us pray the special prayer for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the youth through the intercession of Carlos Acutis. Blessed Carlo Acutis, you became a digital preacher of the Eucharist through your revolutionary online missionary work, which documented the proofs of Christ's real substantial presence in the Eucharist. Today, you stand before the throne of God as an example for all of today's young people because you emulated Christ in his selfless love in your life, in your digital ministry, and even to the very end, emulating him in a death for others, a death at the hands of serious illness that claimed your life when you had many, many years yet to enjoy serving God. You accepted death in imitation of Christ. By God's mercy, though, you triumphed. Now, beseech the Heavenly Father on our behalf, so that divine mercy may touch and heal the hearts of every teenager and even every young adult, every 20-something in the world, with renewed hope and sanctifying grace. Through the Holy Spirit, breathe new divine life into these young people this Divine Mercy Sunday. Heavenly Father, through Blessed Carlos Acutis, soon to be Saint Carlo Acutis, renew our young people in faith, hope, goodness, and beauty this very Divine Mercy Sunday. Teach us by the lessons of his life, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Day 3, Saint Carlo, or Blessed Carlo, once said, continually ask your guardian angel for help. Your guardian angel has to become your best friend. Blessed Carlo Acutis, you who saw the company of holy angels while you were already in this world, give me the grace to live rightly as my guardian angel desires. Amen. 5 Our Fathers, 5 Hail Marys, and 5 Glory Bes. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. All right. So that's our novena to Carlo Acutism. Solemn Divine Mercy Novena. Well, I guess it's not truly solemn. We're not going to sing it. But the simple Divine Mercy Novena, the solemn one, is on the Marians of the Immaculate Conception YouTube. And I really do encourage you, even maybe flip from here and go do it with them, because honestly, it's going to be better. But it's like half an hour long. So this is the short version. Jesus revealed his will to St. Faustina, hoping that we would grasp this wonderful opportunity that we have during the octave of Easter to fervently ask God for forgiveness and to receive extraordinary help, extraordinary graces leading up to the eighth day of Easter. So that's the climactic day that we have always thought we needed to feast on. God gives a private revelation to a nun named Sister Faustina, and she's going to get eventually published, where John Paul II will establish the Feast of Divine Mercy, to be a refuge for people whose souls are tired, but also for those who maybe don't recognize their sinfulness, but as feast for all sinners. And the novena is meant to be, it's very important. Jesus also asked for a novena leading up to that. The private revelation given to St. Faustina says, quote, "Today bring to me all devout and faithful souls, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. These souls brought to me consolation on the way of the cross. They were that drop of consolation in the midst of an ocean of bitterness." Interesting, isn't it? In Faustina's private revelation, there's always the stress on how the human partner, the human people, actually sustain the human Jesus in his work. You know, they make him able somehow to put up with this in his humanity, to give him some consolation, or at least. So Faustina's prayer we will pray now. She composed this prayer. "Most merciful Jesus, from the treasury of your mercy, you impart your graces in great abundance to each and all. Receive us into the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this grace of you by that most wondrous love for the Heavenly Father, with which your heart burns so fiercely. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon faithful souls, as upon the inheritance of your Son. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, grant them your blessing and surround them with your constant protection. Thus, may they never fail in love, or lose the treasure of the holy faith, but rather with all the hosts of angels and saints, may they glorify your boundless mercy for endless ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven," pray the chaplet now, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father, the Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. We love you, Lord, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Blessed be God forever. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. You know I love saying this greeting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if I didn't, in my absent-mindedness, I missed any parts of the prayer, the final prayer. It's actually not part of the chaplet proper, but it is nice. The liturgy of the word. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I just love that greeting. My brothers and sisters, let us take a moment to acknowledge our sins and by our contemplation prepare us to hear God's word. Lord, we have sinned against you, or rather, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Well, I'm sorry. You know, I was actually taught, just reading out of the book, and I came automatically. We were actually taught that when we gave a communion service as extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, we were to give the absolution. Personally, I don't agree with that. I won't give an absolution because it's too close to a sacramental absolution for me, even though the church doesn't consider it a sacrament. But trusting that the Almighty God has had mercy on us, forgiven us our sins, and will bring us to everlasting life through our repentance, let us continue on. Have to have the Gloria because it's the biggest day of the year, Easter Sunday. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King. O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. I love Acts. It is such a powerful, and it's also an adventure, and it's so encouraging. I love that book. But the caption the church chose is, "We ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead." A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia is our response. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Alleluia. The right hand of the Lord has struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Alleluia. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. Alleluia. Second reading is from either 1 Corinthians or the letter to the Colossians. Seek what is above, where Christ is. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us then feast with joy in the Lord. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went back, went out, and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We are just so blessed and so privileged to be Catholic Christians because our entire faith is a celebration of life, but it's also a salvation from death. You know, one of the things that people have a hard time understanding, but that has played a big part in my own conversion, is the knowledge that people are under God's judgment and that they can actually, there's a realistic possibility of being condemned to eternal damnation. Very few people even understand or have been able to probe, for example, what the deposit of faith, the Word of God, says about this concept of hell. But let's just say, loosely, that death is defined as the separation of the spirit or the soul, more properly the intellectual spirit from the body. Well, in the Bible, one of the reasons why eternal damnation is referred to as death is because it's this separation of God's spirit, which is also inclusive of all the good things that come with God from us. So we need, just as the soul needs to be inside of a body and the soul animates the body, so the biblical rock or the biblical spirit rushes energetically throughout all of creation, but especially is breathed into man and breathed into woman so that they become relational, intelligent, personal beings who have a share in God's own freedom, in God's own life. One of the things that people often ask is about what happened at Vatican II, because it seemed like there were a lot of really frightening depictions of hell before Vatican II, and then it just kind of went away. And they'll often say, well, is it a space? Is it a place, I'm sorry? Or is it a state? And the short answer is that it's actually both, and not in the way that most people think. So let's just say, let's put some of the teeth back in preaching on hell. For instance, I've talked about some things that I think would be very good practices for us, especially as those who help form or catechize others. You know, at the Jewish Passover meal, the father of the family, or whoever is responsible for the spiritual well-being of that community, tells the story of their salvation from Egypt, the good news of the Jewish community, so to speak. And like I said, this is a very tight link. We try to celebrate Passover too as Christians, but we celebrate it alongside the greater Exodus, the greater Passover that Jesus has done for all the children of Adam and Eve. So it's kind of loaded into Easter, if you will, Passover. But if we just practiced that, you'd see, you know, if you could get people to get to where they could actually tell this story, and I'm saying it's hard for me too, you'd see things come alive. But anyway, before Vatican II, things were not very alive in parish catecheses. You know, they focused on eternal torment. And of course, the lifeless way in which they did that made it sound kind of insane. God sounded almost excessively cruel and tyrannical. And this is talking about pastoral preaching. We're talking about, like, the Pope's encyclicals necessarily, even though, you know, they didn't always mix words. But things crashed and burned with that type of catechesis, that type of preaching, before Vatican II. The eschatological outlook of many Catholics, it seemed unrealistic. It seemed like God was running a concentration camp. If you've seen old cartoons, they give you an idea of maybe what people would have had a mental image of or something like that. And of course, it would have been a bit more sophisticated than that, but you get the point. Very excessive, very... So catechists had to be retrained. They had to be ordered and set in the art of more philosophical and theological approach to hell. And actually, the whole church, even from the Pope on up, started to do a really big research project around Vatican II to help us understand the patristic roots and the deeper scriptural meanings of this, of what hell actually means. And that's why, you know, they got so theological about it after Vatican II, that now it's a state of definitive self-exclusion from the kingdom of God or from the fellowship of the blessed or something like that. And who's going to be scared of a state of definitive self-exclusion from friendship with God and the blessed? I mean, it's like, you know, there was no bite to that. And it's not necessarily to say that the catechism is wrong to describe hell as a state of definitive self-exclusion. It's just that that's a very stripped down and very reductive way of approaching it. But Jesus has saved us from this at Easter. Jesus has breathed new life into us, and the gospel is so interesting, right? Because John's version is so much more psychological, and also many people have noted the Holy Spirit has spiritual meanings intended in John's gospel for different things, like the night. The night isn't just the night. It means characters will go into the spiritual darkness during the night. And so many people have said, well, Mary Magdalene is not, she's on this journey, and just as the light is, before the light is about to dawn, in the dark, she goes to the stone and the tomb. And it's real interesting because none of the other gospel, you want to know a secret? None of the other gospel authors have this story. Some historical critical scholars say that this is a retelling of the story, you know, the one that's common between Matthew and Luke, you know, the common one. Everyone had a retelling of this story about the Jerusalem tomb in the early church, and Mary Magdalene often featured prominently in it. But you see, John's version is different because Mary doesn't immediately come off as the hero here. You know, there's a journey. There's a psychological drama, if you will, going on with Mary's head, with her faith, with her heart,